Let's go to the little known black history fact.
I wish you would.
Gary Owen is coming up next. The Dunbar Apartments in New York are the first housing projects built for African Americans. The Dunbar Apartments house W.E.B. Du Bois, A. Philip Randolph, and other notables. The apartments were built between 1926 and 1928 by John D. Rockefeller Jr., becoming the first co-op building marketed towards African Americans. It's also the city's first garden-style complex. The apartments were named after poet Paul Laurence Dunbar. The Dunbar apartments were initially erected for middle-class families and featured perks for working mothers. Along with W.E.B. Du Bois and A. Philip Randolph, poet County Colin, Bill Bojangles Robinson, and explorer Matthew Henson called those apartments home. The Great Depression rocked the nation a year after the apartments went up, and the building fell into decay over the years. The apartments were placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1979, 9 years after New York made it a city landmark.
Wow. Amazing.
Where is it located?
Sounds like New York.
Sounds like, I know it's New York, but is it in Harlem?
Oh.
The Dunbar Apartments. Read more about it on blackamericaweb.com.
It's on Frederick Douglass Boulevard, son.
Yeah, that's Harlem.
Between West 149th and West 150th Street.
I'm going to go up there today, son. Check it out, son.
And it's still open?
I don't see that it's open, but they say it's a complex of buildings located on West 149th and 150th, between Frederick Douglass.
I know exactly what it is.
Little known black history fact, brought to you by The Home Depot. Help your favorite HBCU become a grant winner in The Home Depot's Retool Your School program. The clock is ticking, so vote today at RetoolYourSchool.com.